can hear the car horn blasting. On my self-destructive radio, got lost in the crimson glare, offering a silent prayer, stealing the time to collect my mind. Feels like a bloodletting,
feels like a bloodletting.
Worship the door and seek redemption. A hemorrhage on the floor. This little girl is here.
The band Kiss Kill is a pop-punk quartet out of Portland, Oregon. They tell us their goal is to create intense, honest rock tunes. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Audiophile. Kiss Kill is also the name of their debut album. And to lead singer Mickey Blue, the songs are personal.
The album is a self-titled, self-produced EP that we actually recorded out of our living room. I write all the lyrics, and Jeff, our guitar player, he writes all the music and arranges the songs. The songs are pretty much little sad girl songs that kind of tell a story of my life and my history, and we hope that you really like it.
Information about the band Kiss Kill and their self-titled album can be found at www.kisskillrocks.com.
We are. Joy between the tears. Whoa, whoa. We are what others sometimes feel.
Michelle Garcia is a former holder of the title Miss Transgender San Francisco, and in San Francisco Queers, her third album, she brings her pride way out front.
San Francisco Queers is a special album to me because it's my audience. I want my audience to know that it's a supportive album, that being LGBT is something to celebrate and not to be ashamed of. There are songs about pain and suffering, but there are songs that are about the celebration of the spirit that really ring true, and it kind of creates an umbrella effect. So all those colors of the rainbow, they're in there.
Everyone was there at the Pride Parade Ball, the Sisters of Indulgence answering the call. I saw dykes and bikes and leather girls walking holding hands. Beer and wine, it's party time. What you got there in that can? Then there was nothing more to say. Then the band started to play. Way down below and up above. It's so hard to lose when you got a friend to love.
You can find out about Michelle Garcia and her CD, San Francisco Queers, at www.myspace.com/Michelle Garcia.
Tell all my friends I'm not home. I'd rather go this alone. My mind been blown to pieces. My life an empty thesis. Those things I thought I stood or left outside your boy.
To the Toronto band Hunter Valentine, their name represents the biggest crush you ever had, the ultimate heartbreaker. And to lead singer Kiyomi, There's a bit of coming of age in their latest album, Lessons from the Late Night.
The new album is called Lessons from the Late Night. Some people might classify it as an EP. Some people might classify it as an LP. It's 7 songs. They're all written in the last 2 years, mostly in and out of Toronto, being on the road. And the album sort of represents, for me, coming into adulthood, but maintaining a sense of youthfulness.
They thought I'd save or be the one, but I got issues of my own. Just calling, screaming on the phone. I can't pick up, can't be alone. Just past the point of feeling stuck. Her pretty face is all used up. So when you see her, please don't stir. Cause her world's falling and she don't care. She don't care. She don't care. She don't care.
You can learn more about the album, Lessons from the Late Night, at www.huntervalentine.com.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. Find out more about Audiophile or contact us by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.